Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather today is warm and clear across Israel, with bright skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze. A perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports, the U.S. has struck Iran for the seventh consecutive night. Iranian forces have launched strikes across the Gulf. The U.S. is sending dozens of refueling jets back to Israel as former President Trump considers renewing a massive bombing campaign. Iran has attacked targets in Kuwait, Bahrain, and Jordan. Also, the Jerusalem Post notes, Iran claims it has coordinated attacks on U.S. military sites in Kuwait, Jordan, and Bahrain. Sirens and missile interceptions have been reported, along with damage to U.S. bases. Also this hour, I-24 News states, the U.S. is urging Americans to reconsider travel to the Middle East amid Iran's strikes on Gulf states. Separately, Axios reveals that the U.S. is planning to send dozens more refueling planes to Israel in anticipation of a possible escalation with Iran. And finally, from JTA, Colombia and Slovenia have recently recognized a Palestinian state. They are now moving their embassies to Jerusalem, bringing rare good news for Israel. Reaction has been swift on social media. IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, reports just minutes ago that emergency water distribution has started in 20 villages after U.S. strikes damaged power and desalination facilities in Bonji. According to JASC's governor, from I24NEWS English, they posted earlier today that Iran's Supreme Leader Mojtaba Khamenei will stay out of sight for the duration of the war with the U.S. Meanwhile, Al Arabiya English reports that the Kuwait Petroleum Corporation says one of its oil facilities was hit in an Iranian attack on the country. This attack caused injuries and significant material damage. Let's go deeper. Starting with the ongoing conflict, the Times of Israel details that the U.S. has been striking Iran for a week now. This move aims to curb Iran's military activities in the region. Former President Trump is considering a renewed bombing campaign, increasing tensions further. For civilians in the Gulf, this means heightened insecurity and potential disruptions to everyday life. Turning to Iran's claims of coordinated attacks, the Jerusalem Post provides insights into the aftermath. Sirens have sounded and missile defenses have been activated. The strikes on U.S. military sites in Kuwait, Jordan, and Bahrain signify a possible escalation in regional hostilities. This could lead to increased military presence and stricter travel advisories. Meanwhile, I-24 News highlights a travel advisory by the U.S. Amid escalating tensions, American citizens are urged to reconsider travel to the Middle East. This advisory reflects the growing uncertainty and potential risks for travelers in the region. On the diplomatic front, Axios reports that the U.S. is ramping up its aerial capabilities in Israel. By sending additional refueling planes, the U.S. is positioning for a possible escalation with Iran. This move may strengthen Israel's defensive posture, but also signals a readiness for intensified conflict. Finally, the JTA notes a diplomatic shift with Colombia and Slovenia moving their embassies to Jerusalem. This decision reflects political changes in these countries and offers a diplomatic boost for Israel. It underscores ongoing international debates over the status of Jerusalem. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reveals the truth behind a giant fireball that alarmed central Israel. A dramatic nighttime rocket engine test triggered rumors of disaster, but Tomer CEO Dotan Gabay says it exposed a much larger narrative, the soaring missile development industry. Separately, CTEC discusses the next AI revolution, which is less about models and more about management. As the AI becomes embedded in enterprises, the nature of work is shifting. Organizations that adapt through strategic management rather than just cost controls, may find success. And finally, Walla Business reports on a financial boost for many workers. The tax authorities transferring 260 million shekels as the first installment of the work grant for 2025. This grant will support about 130,000 eligible recipients, reinforcing the financial well-being of many families. That's your Israel 18 news update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 3 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.